The Senate spent some time on an education bill this week, and education is a top priority for most of the Senate, and there are varying approaches to getting the job done.
There are, Dean, and I think there is a growing momentum for addressing some of the concerns that seem to be in the minds of a lot of my constituents, and I think it's consistently across the state. We know we have serious problems in Kansas City and St. Louis. The state's been faced with for decades, really. We are seeing some changes there. St. Louis was proud of the progress that they have made. Kansas City is facing legislative issue that will come in and restructure their management infrastructure there in order to try to restore credibility to the system and efficiency, you know, in the classrooms, or effectiveness would be a better word. I think that as people see the high dropout rates, they see the ratings, the rankings of Missouri's education system compared to other states, as they experience results in their own children and their own grandchildren, they are becoming more and more dissatisfied with the way our schools sometimes are more inclined to indoctrination than they are to education. I believe that we are far too quick to tell children what to think rather than to teach them how to think. And I think we're seeing that in a lot of the other issues that affect state government. One of the things that will drive us in the right direction, or I guess maybe the primary thing, is competition. And we have a system today, an institution, that has effectively eliminated competition. As we are able to bring choices back into our education system, I think we're going to see parents engaged. I think we're going to see school boards more engaged. And I think we're going to start seeing results that will affect dropout rate positively, will reduce that, and will affect academic scores positively. I think it will increase that. So I think a big issue there is how can we put the forces of the marketplace of competition into the education environment.
I know one of the changes that was made, I can't remember the number of years, but a few years ago, was instituting virtual schools. This happened before the economy started to go downhill, and I think there were some reductions and some changes made to virtual schools that kind of put the program on hold for a while, and I think it's going to see its second life maybe this year or next.
We hope so. We're going to file some legislation to try to make sure that there's funding available for parents who want to engage in the virtual side of education, either because of reductions in cost, distance from learning, or the absence of particular curriculum in their school district. But yes, I was actually in the Missouri House when we passed the first virtual school bill and was very pleased to see us do that. There was a mad rush to engage in that. In fact, as I recall, we had to increase the budgeted allocation once or twice very quickly because so many wanted to get the advantages of virtual education, being able to use their computers and go online and have good instruction. It was a very successful program. Governor Nixon cut it out of the budget just a few years later, and it's been struggling ever since to try to work its way back into the institution of education in Missouri. One of the problems there, of course, is that it solves is access. Because of the geographic limits of our current system, there are a lot of limitations that especially affect the rural areas, and a great deal of my district is rural. And so I think virtual education is going to be a real helpful issue of choice, give parents an idea of what's available out there, help them evaluate how well their schools are doing, and will really have a positive impact overall in education.
When you look at the difference between urban and rural Missouri, we have the two largest school districts in the state currently unaccredited. Does that trickle down, as it were, to outstate Missouri, or is there a way that the smaller districts, the rural districts, can continue on despite the attention that goes toward the two biggest cities/districts in the state?
I'm reluctant to say that it trickles down. There might be some who could describe how that would happen. I think it does affect the rural districts, if for no other reason, because we now have such a low standard to compare to explain to people why we're doing so well. We can always look good comparing ourselves to someone who's doing poorly. And if we had more successful education institution in St. Louis and Kansas City, that would change. I think the standards overall would be assessed differently. And Missouri doesn't assess standards necessarily low. In fact, a lot of those who are involved in education feel like our standards are higher than the average. My concern is what we use to determine the average. I think parents need to be more involved in what is acceptable in how their children are educated, and I think without the introduction of more competitive forces, that's not going to happen.